Uber Reserve presents How to Make Your Flight. Step one, look for your passport. Step two, check all your bags before realizing it's in a drawer. Step three, keep your cool because you booked your ride ahead with Uber Reserve. Uber Reserve, get your ride right. See app for details.
And on that note, welcome to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. That's right, everybody, I'm back. It's this Friday late night, April 14th, 2023. That's right. My last podcast before this was March 15th. And you're probably asking, why, Lee? Were you taken down? No, but I'll be honest, there is a rumor going around. And you know who it is, the all-time haters. It's from the Marion County Political Forum Group. The rumor going around is that I was taken down, that my podcast was banned, and that I no longer can promote my podcast on the servers, and that I was taking off. The rumor out there, this is the rumor exactly, is that I was taken down from major platforms, is that I was deplatformed. But as you can see, once again, it's fake news, folks. These people are propagandists. These people will promote fake news. These people will lie. And I'm talking about people from the Marion County Political Forum. These sheep. In Republican clothing. What do you call a lot of these people? Rhinos. Republicans in name only. They're actually worse than that, folks. These people are actually worse than liberals. Because when you tell the truth, when you speak out and against the establishment, whether it's in your county, your city, your community, your nation, you see how Donald Trump is being persecuted at the moment. He was recently indicted. I mean, I can go on and on. You've heard me talk about corruption. And the corruption leads all the way up to the White House, folks, and beyond. And don't think it doesn't. But going back to the rumors, I want to straighten out the rumor right now, as I was not deplatformed. I went out on May 17th, which is St. Paddy's Day, for all those that know. And I partied my ass off. But what I didn't tell you is leading up to May 17th, I was probably out every other day getting just fucking hammered drunk, okay? And then May 17th, I went out to St. Paddy's Day, which I never really do at night. Of course, it was completely packed at O'Malley's. My friend was DJing, DJ Irish Mike, of course. And I must have caught the flu or something. I believe that I had COVID again, folks, on March 21st. Which is approximately 4 days after March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, I woke up. On a Tuesday, I had a sore throat. I had a high fever. I was coughing shit up. I could not stop coughing shit out of my lungs. Felt like my fucking lung was going to collapse. I felt fucking miserable. And I continued to feel that way all the way until probably, let's see, I want to say, I started feeling better probably around April 6th or April 7th, which was about a week ago. But I do still feel this incredible weakness, okay? I don't know how to explain it. Now, you're probably thinking, did you get a test for COVID? And yes, I did. I took the test, the at-home test for COVID, and it came back negative. But I truly believe, after experiencing this, that this was COVID. I don't know what kind of variant, but I believe it was COVID because this felt different. Like, you just know something's just not quite right. I mean, holy shit, folks. I cannot get over this cough. I mean, it's April 14th, and I want to say I was still coughing on April 10th and 11th. So look at how many days we're talking, okay, that this shit just fucking lingered with me, right? It just stayed with me. Which was absolutely incredible. So that is the true facts, folks. So no matter what you may be told by anybody from the Marion County Political Forum that wants to stay relevant, or if you was told anything by WOCA Talk Radio about the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast, as you can see, it's right here. And further, had my podcast been banned like they said, then how come my entire podcast links and everything has been on Spotify this entire time. And why do I continue to get thousands and thousands of views, especially my last podcast? For those of you that's boosted it into the thousands, I appreciate y'all, even though I haven't been around in a month. I'm still getting followers. I'm still getting haters. I see you, Mr. Boosifus, on my Apple reviews for my Apple podcast, where your review was a 1-star and it said, "Not enough douche in this bag." So, of course, I'm a douchebag. Hooray. But guess what, dude? You're still fucking listening. So, holler, buddy. I appreciate you. People are still listening. People are paying attention. Again, the Real News with Lee. Let me tell you the facts, folks. The Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast is top 50. We are in the top 50 of most listened to politically incorrect podcast for 2023 so far. We made it 4 months, January, February, March, and April, and we are still on the list. We are number 38 on the list. So pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a round of applause. Whatever it is you do, sniff a line of coke, I don't care. You get the message. That's all to you. I share this with you folks. I could not do it without you. Thank you for listening. You guys recognize my news for what it is, real news, the truth. And I will continue to speak out. I will continue to piss off people because they can't handle the truth. As I said, will I get it wrong? Of course, I'm human. But when I get things wrong on somebody, an individual, an enterprise, a business, whatever the case may be, okay, and I know that I was wrong, I will come on here and correct myself. How many people do you know will do that? How many people do you know that will say, you know what? I was wrong about so-and-so. I was wrong about a business, yada, yada. You don't see that very much, folks. Okay. I'm the first one that will correct myself if I'm wrong, but I haven't been on a lot of issues. Okay. So anyway, the rumors out there that somehow my podcast was deplatformed, but as you can see, it's still on Spotify. It's always been on Spotify. It's been there since October of 2021. It's always been on Apple Podcasts. It's always been on Pandora since October 2021, folks. I want you to hear me closely. Nothing has been deplatformed. I haven't been banned. I haven't been stopped. I was basically fucking sick, okay? And I, you know, with all that coughing, I can't possibly do a podcast and sound decent on here. Okay. I don't need you guys to hear me coughing up a fucking lung. So I stayed off of doing podcasts, but I want to get right back into it. So the title of this podcast is going to be Clown Nation, Clown World, Clown President, because everything that's happening now is upside down. This is a clown fucking society. Okay. First of all, what has happened since my last podcast? Let's go right into the indictment of Donald Trump. So let me break everything down to you on how this all came about. That's right. The 45th president was indicted. The first time any president was arrested. An indictment means an arrest. An indictment means a charge. An indictment doesn't mean a fucking automatic conviction. To you dumbasses out there, and to you liberals that walk around with your head in your ass, and what's up with you liberals? No common sense talking, speaking motherfuckers. You're all over Twitter like a bunch of fucking wild animals talking all this shit day and night. You got fucking actors like fucking John Cusack from the 80s. Holy Christ, people. Literally go to Twitter, type in John Cusack. Look at your favorite actor acting a fool. Literally talking about Donald Trump 24/7. And then you got another actress, Ellen Barkin. I mean, I can go on and on with these celebrities. Why is everybody obsessed with Donald Trump? You want to know why they're obsessed with him? Because they fucking know he's telling the fucking truth. And they don't want to hear it. That's the problem, folks. That's why people want Donald Trump to shut up. That's why motherfuckers want me to shut the fuck up, but I'm not going nowhere, bitches. Oh, fuck no. Okay, I just got another sponsorship for my podcast. My podcast is continuing to grow. Okay? It's continuing to grow. People are continuing to discover me. And I know some of you haters out there hate it, but I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to fucking deal with it, I guess, because, again, I'm not going nowhere, bitches. As long as I can speak, I will be fucking speaking out about corruption. I will be speaking out about backstabbing cocksuckers in my community and across the nation and this fucking clown car of a fucking administration. Joe Biden, what in the fuck is going on with that guy? We are a clown nation. We look like clowns on the world stage. This guy fumbles up everything. Can't even speak right. He's in fucking Ireland with fucking Hunter Biden holding his hand, fucking trying to speak for him. It's a disgrace. But anyway, as I said, it's been a month since I've been on here, so bear with me. I'm going to be all over the fucking place. So the indictment of Donald Trump, for people that don't know what's going on, here we go, folks. These are my notes, okay? On March 30th, 2023, Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States from 2017 to 2021, was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury for his alleged role in a scandal stemming from hush money payments made to the pornographic film actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 U.S. presidential election, making him the very first U.S. president to be indicted. Donald J. Trump faces 34 felony charges of falsifying business records in the first degree. But let me just stop you right there. That's the charges from Alvin Bragg, a liberal appointed George Soros funded district attorney for the great state of New York. Now follow me. Basically, this was a bookkeeping error, folks. This is a private fucking matter. And Alvin Bragg basically took one charge and broke it up and cut it up into 34 charges. Now, this charge is supposed to be a misdemeanor, but Alvin Bragg brought it up to a felony because he's trying to tie it into an election campaign violation, folks. Okay? I have the entire fucking indictment right in front of me, bitches. It's the April 4th indictment document. Okay? So, let's get right into it. So, Donald Trump, who lives in Florida, traveled to New York City on April 3rd and surrendered to the Manhattan District Attorney's office on the afternoon of April 4th. It was all over your TV. If you haven't seen it, go to fucking YouTube. Get informed. Take a few minutes. Fucking pay attention to what the fuck is happening in your country, folks. Okay? Take a moment and fucking pay attention. And you'll see it was a fucking circus. So, after his arraignment, he immediately returned to Florida. Now, I want you to know, the liberals wanted a mugshot. They didn't get it. They wanted Donald J. Trump in handcuffs. They didn't get that either. So, it was a win once again. Okay? Now, the next in-person hearing is set for December 4th in New York. Trump's lawyers pushed back on what the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg originally wanted, which was they wanted Donald Trump, are you ready for this, folks, to appear in person in January of 2024. Why? Think about it. Because that is the middle of campaigning for president when they're doing rallies and they wanted to, again, interfere in the election. Okay? So let's get into this indictment. So throughout the investigation that led to the indictment, Trump accused District Attorney Alvin Bragg, the case prosecutor, of having political motivations, which if anybody, I'm not a fucking lawyer, and I read the indictment, folks. You can find the indictment online. I read it. There's nothing there, folks. There's no smoking gun. There is no that I gotcha moment. You've heard the liberals for fucking 5 fucking years or longer since Trump came down the fucking escalator at Trump Tower in New York. When he came down the escalator and announced he's running for president in 2015, these motherfuckers have been trying to put Donald Trump in handcuffs, okay? I want it to be known, okay? I want you to listen to me close. Neither the indictment nor any resulting conviction would disqualify Donald Trump for running for president. Let me say it again. For some of you idiots listening to me that hate Donald Trump and think that you got him this time, hear me out. Neither the indictment nor any resulting conviction. So even if he's convicted of a crime, it would not disqualify Donald Trump to run as a candidate for the presidency of the United States in 2024. Did you hear that clearly, motherfuckers, that don't fucking believe what I'm telling you? Go and look it up. Go look up the limitations. Go look up the law and figure this shit out. So, how do we get here? The Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Trump on March 30th. The indictment was filed with the New York Supreme Court, which is the ordinary trial court for felonies in the state of New York, and not the final court of appeal for the state, okay? The charges were under seal until published when Trump was arraigned in Manhattan on April 4th. The charges, remember, are related to Trump's payment to Stormy Daniels. Folks, it's a bookkeeping error. It is a private fucking matter, folks. That's what it comes down to, okay? And you got to remember, Michael Cohen, the sleazy fucking attorney that lied under oath, okay? And they're trying to use Michael Cohen to turn this shit around on Donald Trump, okay? I don't know about you, but I don't think it's going to happen, okay? I don't see it happening. So, like I said, he showed up April 4th. He entered the courtroom, and an hour later, he pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony charges. The indictment was unsealed, publicly released shortly thereafter, charging Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree as part of a conspiracy to undermine the integrity of the 2016 election. And that's how Alvin Bragg is trying to justify moving this bookkeeping error from a misdemeanor into a felony. You follow me? At the arraignment, the judge, Merchant, warned Trump not to use social media to incite violence. Immediately after the arraignment, Trump returned to Mar-a-Lago and addressed a crowd of supporters in the evening. Trump made several claims about topics such as the handling of government documents. Bragg supposedly being connected to George Soros and his phone call that he had in the White House and the whole Russia collusion bullshit. So what is the next step? The next step, the court set a deadline of August 8, 2023 for pretrial motions to be filed. Trump's attorney, Joe Taco Pina, that's right, Taco Pina is his last name, right? And I'll be honest, the guy looks like a fucking, he looks like he could have came right out of Goodfellas or the fucking Godfather, folks. He looks like a mob boss. Look up Joe Taco Pina. And I wonder if he likes tacos, but anyway. Trump's attorney, Joe Taco Pina, said the defense expects to file a motion to dismiss the indictment. Trump could also argue that the statute of limitations has expired or that the charges against him, all felonies, should be downgraded to misdemeanors. What do I predict? I predict the statute of limitations probably has expired, and I predict that Trump's lawyers, which are very, very bright. I mean, you're looking at a millionaire, folks. Billionaire, I'm sorry. I'm sure he's got the best legal team that money can buy. And I believe they're going to downgrade all these felonies to misdemeanors. Listen, folks, I don't care what the liberals are telling you or what your friends are telling you that turned on Trump. Trump's not going to prison. You all do know that, right? Prosecutors have to respond to defense motions will be due on September 19, 2023. You heard me say the next court in-person hearing is December 4th, 2023. Trump's lawyers had asked the court to allow Trump to appear virtually at December 4th hearing. The court denied the motion, and Donald Trump has to appear in person December 4th. Okay, now, unless the case is dismissed, a trial is expected. During the arraignment, possible trial dates were discussed. Prosecutors proposed January 2024. But Trump's defense, as I told you, objected against it, saying that the trial should be set for later in 2024. If this case goes to trial, former piece of shit, former friend and backstabber lawyer Michael Cohen is expected to be a key witness. Cohen is Trump's former attorney. He pleaded guilty, remember, to campaign finance violations for his payments to Daniels during the 2016 campaign, and he served prison time. He testified, though, that Trump directed him to pay Daniels during the 2016 campaign. Prosecutors also plan to call Daniels as a witness. On April 12th, in a separate legal action, Trump sued Cohen, seeking $500 million in damages for breach of contract. You gotta love Donald Trump, right? Always fucking holding the ace card. Every time somebody thinks they're gonna kick fucking sand in Trump's face, this motherfucker becomes more powerful. I laughed my ass off when I found out Trump sued Cohen for $500 million. It's fucking glorious, folks. But anyway, now, if Trump is convicted, each count for which he is convicted could result in a prison sentence of up to 4 years to be served consecutively. The judge could also choose to impose no prison sentence. A conviction, remember, folks, would not stop Trump from becoming president if he wins a 2024 United States presidential election. And Trump has stated in April 2023, which is this month, when in a Fox News interview with Tucker Carlson, that he would not drop his candidacy if he is convicted. So we got a whole fucking bunch of drama going on, folks. We don't know where the cookie's going to crumble as far as this goes, but I will make a prediction. Donald Trump is not going to serve prison time. Again, they never got the mugshot that they wanted. That's what the liberals wanted, to humiliate and mock him. And of course, they wanted this arraignment so they can point the finger and say, "I told you so, you racist Republicans." That's what it's all about. They want to humiliate this man. That's all they've ever done, is try to humiliate Donald Trump and his family. I mean, think about it. The guy's not even president, and they still won't leave him alone, folks. But think about it. It's all a distraction. Why? Look at our economy, folks. Look at our free-falling economy. Look at the dollar in free fall. Do y'all see what's going on overseas? There's literally 19, I think, or 21 countries, the last time I looked, that have dropped the dollar. Do you know that that devaluates our currency here, our paper currency? Do you realize what happens if we have a dollar collapse in this country? We will become a third world nation, folks, overnight. You will see things that you've never seen happen in your life before. This is life changing, folks. This is life altering. Imagine if the U.S. dollar was no longer the world currency. Folks, it's something you need to pay attention to. And if you haven't, please research the things I'm telling you. When I tell you, I've been telling most of you motherfuckers this, that's been following me on the Ocala Conspiracy Forum Facebook group. Some of you are old school. You guys have been following me since 2009 and 10 on the Ocala Conspiracy Forum Facebook group. You've seen my predictions come true about the vaccines. You've seen me say that there was going to be a plague. In 2015, I was telling you a virus is coming. I told you it was going to be man-made. I told you. I also told you that the vaccine would actually be the fucking virus. I told you that the vaccine would fucking kill off people in this country. And I'm right. You see it all across the world now, the sudden death syndrome, people dropping off, fucking teenagers fucking playing softball in their fucking backyard, throwing around a football, and all of a sudden they're fucking collapse. And if they live, they have a fucking afibrillation or myocarditis of the heart. These are life-changing, you know, if they don't die after they collapse, they end up having a heart condition for the rest of their life. Why? Because they were told to take a fucking shot in the arm. Why? That's not only were they told, they were ordered. You motherfuckers that took the shot were ordered. You weren't fucking asked. You were ordered like a little bitch to take a shot, and then some of you went and did it. I mean, you know these motherfuckers are laughing their ass off behind the curtain. You think Pfizer, that made that shot to stick in your arm, gives a fuck about you? You think Moderna gives a fuck if your child grows up without a fucking father or mother? Fuck no. All they care about is money, 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 money. Greedy ass motherfuckers all the way to the top of the pyramid, folks. Look, I know some of the stuff I tell you here sounds a little harsh, but you need to hear it. Somebody needs to fill you in. Where are you going to hear this shit? You ain't going to hear me anything like this on Fox News. You ain't going to hear anything like this on CNN. Fox News ain't going to come straight out and fucking tell you the vaccine is bullshit. But I will tell you that. And the data is there to fucking support it. More data is coming out every week that these lockdowns were bullshit. It just came out. There was a report a month ago that came out. Go and look it up. Fact check me. Go ahead. Go do your homework, because I assure you I have. I know the latest news. Okay? And the reports are coming out every fucking month how this country and this nation dropped the fucking ball with this goddamn fucking lockdown that destroyed businesses across this country. How many lives were destroyed? How many mom and pop businesses never came back and never got a fucking proper bailout? While our government patted their friends, fucking gave billions and billions of dollars in bailouts to fucking corporations. But we said fuck you and double middle fingers to mom and pop operations. How many restaurants across the country, bars, legit businesses that was in families for decades, maybe even a century. And those families' lives are fucking destroyed now. Do you think Biden gives a fuck about those people? Do I have to tell you the answer to that? You know better. It's about money, folks, and it's about changing the direction of this country. It's about going against the United States Constitution. It's about going against the Bill of Rights, our amendments, our First Amendment right to freedom of speech, our Second Amendment right to bear arms, that our forefathers, the people that we stood on the shoulders of giants, and now this country is being destroyed from within. Our enemy no longer is on the battlefield across the world, folks. Our enemy is right here at home. Do not be fooled. Be aware of your surroundings, folks. Criminals, you see what's going on in cities like San Francisco and San Diego. People being stabbed in broad fucking daylight. Shootings. Look what happened here in Marion County about a week or two ago. Kids killing kids, folks. Kids killing kids. 12 years old, people. 12 and 13 year olds pulling the trigger, shooting people in the head, shooting other kids in the head. Why? Because there's no discipline. Why? Because there's no self-control. Where does that self-control start? At the dinner table with mom and dad, with a stable environment. Some of these kids, 12 and 13, that pulled the trigger, they had no chance. I don't even have to tell you their parents are fucking scumbags and garbage. You should be able to figure it out. The parents themselves are children. We have fucking children having children. People that are in their 30s that's never matured, that's never practiced self-discipline, that don't have reliability. They probably don't have a stable income, going job to job, fucking stealing shit. The fathers of these kids are probably long locked up in jail. For what? For who knows what, but they're probably in prison. So our children are out there in the streets, 12 and 13, with no guidance. And like I said, half of the time when they talk to these parents, they're fucking clowns, total fucking clowns. So how, I mean, you know, and I'm sorry to say, but they need to charge these 12 and 13 years old. And I think the other one was 16 years old. You know, hopefully Billy Woods charges them as adults. These motherfuckers took a life. And now I'm seeing on Facebook where people are defending these kids. They're saying, free these kids, free these kids. For fucking murdering somebody? Are you motherfuckers insane? Well, yeah, I think I know the answer to that. You are fucking insane. Again, look what's happening across our countries, our cities, our towns, our neighborhoods. They're being overrun by criminals. Criminals, folks. Again, the enemy is within. The enemy is our government at the highest levels. The corruption, the cover-ups. Look at Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails she deleted. Destroyed the hard drive. And you saw where the FBI came out and said, well, we could charge her with a crime. But they didn't. They told the American people that she committed crimes. They told us to our face on the news that Hillary Clinton was guilty of a crime, but the FBI office and the Department of Justice decided not to charge her. Do you think they would give me that kind of fucking courtesy? Do I gotta tell you? That my ass would be under the jail, my ass would be locked away, arrest away from my family for the rest of my life. I would fucking die in prison. It's disgraceful what's happening in this country. We have traitors running this country, folks. The enemy is within. And to think, people that died in Normandy, all those battles won, from in the 30s and 40s, World War I and World War II, the fucking Revolutionary War, all these people, what'd they die for? Nothing? Because we're turning into a communist country? A socialist nation? A fucking bass-ackwards clown fucking car nation? A clown president, clown nation, clown world. That's the best thing that I can look at. You see it every day. Every day, this crime. We all know something's not right. We all know something's not right with this government. Let's be honest, folks. We know something's not right with this election. I'm even having Democrats in the last year come to me. I've seen it. And they're like, dude, you're right. You were right. Something's wrong. There's like no way that all these people vote for Biden. I'm having people that were Democrats their whole life that are probably still Democrats, but they know something's quite not right with this election. And the fact is, everybody knows. That's why they want to censor the internet. Look up to the Restrict Act. Even the GOP, the Republicans in Congress, under the guise of telling you that TikTok is terrible, right? That's what they're saying. They're saying TikTok is terrible. And I agree with them. TikTok should be disbanded. But that's not what they're doing. They're trying to tell you that TikTok is disbanded. It needs to be taken down and banned. But they want to do it under an act called the Restrict Act. Look up the Restrict Act. That gives our government 100% control of what you see on the internet. And once we don't have the freedom of information, this country is fucked. This country is that will be the last step right before they crash the dollar. And you motherfuckers better be ready to speak fucking Chinese and Mandarin or whatever the case may be, because China is going to take us over, folks. You've heard me talk about that. You've heard me go on about this, that I truly believe that our government has already been hijacked. I believed when Joe Biden took over the presidency, I truly believe is when that is the day the country was sold to China. I believe China owns us, and our president can't tell us that because there'll be a panic. I believe there's an agreement to turn this country over to China. But that's my belief. And you know what? You may think I'm crazy, but a lot of the stuff I talk about has happened. That's all I'm saying. Do I have a crystal ball? No. But I research shit. I research and watch current events. And you know what? I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong. But I truly believe we are headed for World War III. I believe World War III or World War will be, I believe we're going to have a nuclear war with China or North Korea within the next year and a half to 2 years. And that'll take us into 2025. And I want to be wrong, folks. I'm not an alarmist. I'm just trying to awake you from the sleep that you've been in. And just to keep you aware, research current events. Get your ass off of CNN. Get your ass off of Fox News. You motherfuckers, stop playing games on your fucking phone. And while the internet is still free, research stuff that I talk about. Research Operation Northwoods. Go ahead. The 1963 plan the government had that they brought to John F. Kennedy. They wanted John F. Kennedy to take fucking American planes and slam them into American buildings and then blame it on Cuba, because our government wanted to push John F. Kennedy into a fucking war with Cuba. Go and look it up. Go look up Operation Paperclip. Go look up videos on 9/11 and tell me that that shit ain't right. Go look at how Building 7 fell on its own footprint. It looks like a controlled demolition. Remember, two towers fell on 9/11, but the third shorter building was a 47-story building. It was not fucking hit by fire, yet it collapsed in a footprint. And when you look at the way it collapsed, it looked like a controlled demolition. You do the research yourself. Look up the Bilderberg Group. Look up Bohemian Grove. Look up some of these things. And please do yourself a favor. Go to Ocala Conspiracy Forum on Facebook. Join it and follow me on there. And research all the stuff that I'm telling you. Because I'm giving you a heads up, folks. I'm giving you a heads up. Life that as we know it is going to change, folks. It's not, I'm not trying to alarm you. I'm trying to prepare you. Okay. This is the way our life is now in America. Right now is the best that it's going to be. It's the best thing that I can tell you is to stay aware and listen to what I'm trying to tell you, folks. They want to change this country. They want to make this place a communist country. And that's why they want to restrict our guns. That's why they want to stop the AK-47. That's why they want more gun laws. And now they're trying to attack our freedom of speech, which was in the First Amendment. You see that they're trying to stop people from... They're trying to penalize us. They're trying to criminalize words. This is all stuff you can look up on your phone. So all kinds of data out there. That backs up everything that I'm talking about. It supports everything that I'm talking about. But it's up to you to do the work. I can only lead you to the well. You have to drink from it, folks. So, again, I am going to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for all for being patient with me on here. And I will be back in a week. I plan on dropping a podcast every week from now on, unless I fucking get sick again. Oh, and I wanted to talk about this. This Monday, am I right here? What is this Monday? This Monday is the 17th. This Monday will be exactly 32 days that I haven't had one drop of alcohol. Now, anybody that knows me knows I like to drink. But I've never been known as an alcoholic. Why? Because I have alcohol at my house and I don't drink every day. I have full bottles of alcohol at my house, folks. I can turn off not drinking just like that. So I decided I needed a break. I decided that I needed a break after partying my ass off on St. Paddy's Day. I originally said by now I would come back and drink, but I may take it all the way to my birthday, which is May 11th, before I have another drink. But I'll be honest, I'm feeling the effects of not drinking, and it's good. I feel amazing. I know my blood pressure, even though I'm on blood pressure medication, my blood pressure seems to be lower. I think I've lost a few pounds. I'm sleeping better. So I'm taking this break from alcohol until around my birthday or around Cinco de Mayo, maybe a week before my birthday. I don't know yet. Depends on how I feel, but... Anyway, I had to throw that out there. So thank you for all for being patient with me. Thanks for following me. Thanks for going through my podcast episodes while I was away and boosting them up in the ranks, listening to them, spreading the word. I appreciate you. I appreciate that some of the people that walk up to me when I go downtown. I'm getting that now. Hey, you're the dude from that podcast. What did I hear on St. Paddy's Day? Some girl came up to me. You're that conspiracy person. You're that conspiracy dude. And I thought that was fucking cool. I go, how do you know about me? She goes, oh my God, I listened to your John F. Kennedy podcast. I'm like, holy shit, that's so fucking cool. So fucking cool that people are doing that. So I appreciate y'all. Again, thank you for listening to The Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. And I will be back soon. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Thank you.